You're on Texas Standard Time.
Dallas Fed VP and senior economist Keith Phillips says in 2017, the state's job growth was 2.5%, but next year will grow more quickly at 3%, adding 366,000 jobs. Phillips described Texas as hitting on all cylinders with broad-based growth.
It's hard to find any areas of weakness, either across regions or across industries.
Phillips highlighted oil and gas rebounding with prices above $40 a barrel. He says the industry is again a driving force for the state. Texas Alliance of Energy Producers economist Carr Ingham says whenever you see the rig count go up and prices strong, it's good for Texas.
I think that's what we've seen in 2017 with a strengthening of all of these things, general spending, tax collections, and jobs being added and a decline in the unemployment rate.
Texas is third fastest in job growth nationwide, which makes Texas Association of Business CEO Jeff Mosley and his members very happy.
Very, very bullish. We feel like 2018 should be good news for every business in the state of Texas.
The state could be a victim of its own success, though, with low unemployment rates and a lack of workers hampering further growth. Mosley says we have to retrain domestic workers and reauthorize NAFTA.
If NAFTA can be re-approved, we think the ag sector has a very bright future, and also technology.
Texas ranks fourth among states in the number of jobs connected to exports, 40% of which go to Mexico. In San Antonio, I'm Paul Flav for the Texas Standard.